Es kann so sein, dass ich nicht mehr so schwach war, wenn ich mich nicht mehr so gut und darf ich erst, if someone said, Harry Olai to bring an oil from Toymor, but from Bnei Yoyna, and he then brought one of each type that had begun to yellow, what's the halacha? Do we say that a bird that has begun to yellow is a suffix to us, whether it's still considered to be young or considered to be older, and therefore he has fulfilled his obligation since he brought this stage bird for each. So he has definitely either brought an older of the time or a younger of the Bnei Yoyna. Or is a bird that has begun to yellow considered to be its own category, and therefore he has not fulfilled his obligation? So everything more Rav has said, we can answer from the Braisa that said that the word min regarding Torah and Bnei Yoyna come to exclude the birds that have begun to yellow. Now, if it's its own category, it makes sense that the pasuk has to teach to exclude it. However, if it's a suffix as to which category it belongs, the Torah would not have to exclude such a bird from being brought. The Torah has no suffix about that. Mar says it's not a proof, but maybe that min comes to exclude a bird that was involved in his nosa worship done as avodah zarah. We would think the darshan and the pasuk that teach that just like a mum doesn't make a bird puzzle to be used for a carbon, so to a bird that was involved in his nosa or that was worshipped by avodah zarah also doesn't make a puzzle for a carbon. The pasuk of min therefore teaches that it does become puzzle. Frakting Marab Zera asks, if someone said Hari Olai to bring an oila from an ayil or keves, a ram or a lamb, and he then brought a palgus, it's a sheep in its 13th month, which is between the stages of keves and ayil, what's the halacha? It's not a question according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he says in a mission that a palgus is its own category, and therefore this person certainly has not fulfilled his obligation. The question is according to Bar Poda, according to who it is unclear whether he holds that a palgus is a suffix, whether it's a keves or an ayil, or whether it's in its own category. The Gemara remains with a teiku. Frakting Marab Zera asks, if someone said Hari Olai to bring toida bread from chametz or matzah, and he then brought the loaves from seor, dough that began to become chametz but did not fully become chametz. What's the halacha? It's fact about this machloikas as to what stage in the process the dough is considered to be seor. According to Rabbi Meir, it's when the top becomes white, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's when the dough begins to have cracks. To which seors are they referring? It can't be the seor of Meir according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to him that's full matzah. It can't be seor of Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Meir, because according to him that's full chametz. It can't be the seor of Meir according to Rabbi Meir, because he holds that they get malchus for eating that such seor on Pesach, which means it's considered to be chametz. Rather, he refers to the seor of Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, does he hold that it's a suffix as to what category seor belongs to, but it definitely belongs to either chametz or matzah, and this person has therefore definitely fulfilled his obligation, or does he hold that it's in his own category, and therefore this person has not fulfilled his obligation to bring either chametz or matzah? Facting more, we learned that Rav Huna said that if someone promises to bring toida breads, he has to bring a toida and the breads. Now, this person who said seyer doesn't know if that is chametz or matzah. So how does he know whether he has to add chametz breads to the seyer breads or matzah breads to the seyer breads? Because one must bring matzah and chametz breads with the toida. Facting more, the case is where the person said he's giving breads for someone else's toida obligation, in which case he only has to give the breads that he promised. Facting more, but even in this case, the person he's giving the seyer breads for does not know if he now needs to bring the additional chametz breads or matzah breads for his toida obligation. Mar said the case is where the one making the promise that he's bringing breads along with the other person's toida, which is why he does not become chayiv in his own toida. It's certain that the other person cannot fill his obligation with these seyer breads. The only question is whether the promisor fulfills his obligation to bring chametz or matzah breads. Ultimately, the Gemara leaves the question with a teku. Zok the next mishnah, what's kosher for a paraduma is possible for the egla rufa. What's kosher for the egla rufa is possible for the paraduma. Zachmar Abrai says the paraduma that was killed with shechita is kosher, but if it was killed with arifa, with a cleaver to the back of the neck, it's possible. An egla rufa that was killed with arifa, it's kosher. If it was killed with shechita, it's possible. The result is, what's kosher for paraduma is possible for egla rufa. What's kosher for egla rufa is possible for paraduma. For Zachmar, we should say that a paraduma killed with arifa to the back of the neck, meaning with the cleaver to the back of the neck, should be valid with a kalvachayim. If egla rufa, which is not kosher through shechita, it's kosher when it's killed with arifa, the paraduma, which is kosher when shechita, certainly should be kosher when killed with arifa. If tomorrow the positive regarding paraduma says v'shachat and says chuka, which teaches that it's only kosher when killed with shechita, not when it's killed with arifa. Fact more, is it true that whenever the pasuk says chuka, we don't dash in the kal v'chaymer? Regarding Yom Kippur, the pasuk says chuka, and yet a brisa dashes the pasuk to teach that we don't dash in the kal v'chaymer. And for Tigmar, rather the pasuk regarding egla rufa says ha arufa, which teaches that only the egla rufa is kosher when killed with arifa. Paraduma is not. For Tigmar, we say egla rufa killed with shechita should be kosher through a kal v'chaymer. If paraduma, which is not kosher when killed with arifa, yet it's kosher when it killed with shechita, egla rufa, which is kosher when it's killed with arifa, certainly should be kosher when it's killed with shechita. And for Tigmar, the pasuk regarding egla rufa says v'arfu ha egla, which teaches that it's only kosher when killed with arifa, but not when it's killed with shechita.